as God asked Adam, "Where are you? Where will you be listening for your name?" That's a great question, isn't it? And I believe that each one of us need to answer that. When we sing a hymn as that, and we, you know, speak those words, we need to think about where will we be and how will we present ourselves before God. There are many people that we talk to about God's Word. Many people that come into our lives. And I believe each one of us could say that we have our share of difficult people in our lives. When we start dealing with the difficult people in our lives, we need to make sure that we consider ourselves. For, I hate to bore you. I really do. But I'm going to preach it anyway. Difficult people in our lives. We need to consider and think to ourselves, are we one of the difficult people? And if we are, we need to do our very best to change. Difficult people. In the realm of clicking this thing, sometimes it jumps ahead. I want to back up and I want to consider these things here. The truth about difficult people. Everybody has a difficult person in his life. If you don't, consider yourself to be blessed. But if you would just think, maybe it's not anybody, maybe it's you. We can seldom change them, but we can learn to relate to them. What do I mean by learn to relate to them? Let's not put any fuel on the fire. Let's learn how to deal with them. Let's learn how to cope with them. Try to understand them. We must manage our expectations of others and ourselves when we think about difficult people. And then in many cases, we often give up too soon on relationships. You know, we have pushed a lot of people away out of our lives, and they've moved on to someone else's life. It comes to find out that it really wasn't them. They really wasn't the problem. The problem was us. We are the difficult people sometimes. But difficult people need to be dealt with. But they need to be dealt with according to the Word of God. Not how I feel and not how you feel. What does God say? In the book of Matthew chapter 28, or 22, Matthew 22, starting with verse 18, Matthew 22, starting with verse 18, as the Pharisees there in verse 15, they took counsel, the Bible tells us, trying to entangle our Lord and Savior. It says in verse 16, and they sent out unto him their disciples with Herodias saying, with the Herodian saying, "Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not?" But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, "Why do you tempt me, you hypocrite? Show me the tribute money." And they brought unto him a penny. And he said unto them, Whose is the image and superscription? Then they say unto him, Caesar's. Then said he unto them, render therefore for unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. I know I read down a little further, but I want you to understand that we should not allow men to manipulate us. We should not allow them to trick us. And Jesus gave them the right answer. You render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's. They showed him. They knew already what they were supposed to do. And they maybe, you know, when we look at passages like this, men want to put so much emphasis on what men desire rather than what God deserves. We deal with some difficult people. And when we deal with them, we must understand that they're trying in every way they can in order to get us to do something, to stir us up in a fashion that God would be displeased with. So we find in Matthew chapter 5 that we should not allow difficult men to provoke us. You know, we've done that. We'll allow people to get next to us. We'll allow them to push just the right buttons because we've shown them the buttons to push. And they know how they can get next to us. But it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 and 39, you have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other cheek also. Man said the other day in a sermon, he said, you turn that cheek away in which he smite, turn it away from him so he don't see the harm that he has done to you. It's not saying allow him to smack you again. See, a lot of times when we allow difficult people to provoke us, when they smack us, we want to smack them back. Quick! The scripture reading was read, when they reviled against Jesus, Jesus reviled not against them. See, we need to have his attitude. I know it's hard sometimes for men to say something to you and for you to just sit back and take it. Sometimes we need to. We just need to sit back and relax. And if you don't pay them any attention, they're probably going to move on. Hopefully they'll move on. Move on and mess with someone else. The next person may not be as strong as you, and they may give in to his provoking, and they may do something to cause both to get into trouble. Let's learn how to deal with difficult people by using God's word. Let's go, if we would, to verse 44. In 45, he says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. These are difficult people now. Those that have just talked bad about you, they don't care about you. They're continuing to talk about you. They're continuing to use you, do whatever they can to get next to you. Persecute you. Pray for them. That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just as well as the unjust. Pray for them. There are many people that need prayer. We every man that's here right now need prayer. Amen. But the one that tries to get next to you, those that try to use you, those that say all men are evil against you, they need prayer especially for them to change their ways. They need someone to sit down and talk with them, to instruct them in God's word. Yes, it may be hard to do so because they're difficult people, but it's possible. It's possible. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Brother Tanopoulos, you have that?
A soft answer turns away wrath, But a harsh word stirs up anger.
It went along with the scriptures from this morning, right? That's one of the same scriptures we used with the lesson this morning. Difficult people. They always want to, you know, to get next to you. They always want you to say something that's out of line, but it says a soft answer. So we have to learn how to control our tempers. Have to learn how to relax sometimes. Don't always have to be on top. You know, sometimes, you know, you just step back and let this person just do whatever they want to do. But control your temper. Oh, he's so hot-headed, you don't want to go and talk to him. He never want to listen to anything you have to say. He's always got to get the last word. You know what that reminds me of, right? The man that always say, you know, I know I don't want to argue with you. And don't say nothing for a couple of seconds, but then they say, but I know I'm right. That's the way people are. You know, that's a difficult person. You're never going to get the last word in, so you might as well give that soft answer. And let them go and think about what they're saying. And think about how difficult they have been. In the book of Job, or verse 18. Let's read verse 18. A wrathful man stirreth up strife. But he that is slow to anger appeases strife. He takes care of it. He calms it down. Those soft words. You know, we know some soft-speaking people. When we go and we talk to them, you never see them raise their voice. But woe and behold, be very careful when they do. See, we need to control our tempers. You know, there are anger management classes out there. The best anger management class you can go to is one on your knees. Praying to God. Praying to God. That He helps you to control your temper. There's so many men out there that wrote books on how to do this and how to do that. And they're probably the very ones that are throwing books across the room because they're mad. They don't even know how to control their own anger, but they're trying to teach someone else. See, we need to learn how to control our temper. In Job chapter 9, verse 2 through 5. Job chapter 9, verses 2 through 5. See, God is in control of all things. We need to understand that. This is how we deal with difficult people according to the Word of God. Job chapter 9, verses 2 through 5. I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, and has hardened himself, who has hardened himself against him and has prospered. Which removeth the mountains, and they know not. Which overturneth them in his anger. Who's in control? God is in control. We don't have to worry about anything. God is going to take care of us. Brother Burgess praying, you know, He knows what we need even before we ask it. He don't give us our wants, in a sense. He gives us our needs. God is in control. You don't think God can remove that difficult person out of your life? Just watch. You don't think He can put more difficult people in your life? Just watch. If we don't learn how to deal with that first one, we're most definitely not going to know how to deal with the second one. So we need to learn now while we have an opportunity to learn. Christian qualities that enable you to cope with difficult people. This is a little mixed up here, but I just want you to bear with me. In Colossians chapter 3, we're going to be going back and forth, up and down. But the most important thing is here, as we look at Colossians chapter 3, we must be mature. I don't care what you have in your life, if you're not mature, you're not going to be able to deal with a difficult person. You ever seen two children fighting, arguing about nothing? See, we have some grown-ups that do the same thing. Why? Because they're immature. You know, people say, won't you act like a grown-up sometimes? Well, the way some grown-ups act, you don't want to point them out to children. So we want to understand that Christian qualities that enable you to cope with difficult people right here in the book of Colossians chapter 3. Verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. You know what this allows us to do? It allows us to grow when we put these things on. There's not one individual in here that was born a Christian. And when you became a Christian, you wasn't a mature Christian. You was a babe in Christ. You had to grow. And as you grew and continues to grow even today, there will be difficult people in your lives. This is the only way that we're going to be able to deal with them. With these qualities here that are listed. See, we need to understand even ourselves. We need to understand. In verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, even if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Is this how we want to live? Do we want to live, forgiving one another? Or do we want to always hold something against people? So we need to understand ourselves. How forgiving are we? How forbearing are we? How are we able to get along with people? How are we doing this in our lives today? You don't want to go there and talk to him. No one has ever been able to talk to him. He is so hard to get along with. Oh, you just don't know how to talk to people. And there are some people that don't know how to talk to people. They will not ever be able to get along with people. We need to learn. We need to learn. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. But now ye also put off all these. Well, wait now. I started talking about putting on some things. But a lot of times before we put something on, we need to take something off, don't we? Told you it was a little mixed up, but we need to understand it. But now you also put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, and filthy communication out of your mouth. Put them off. If you, a difficult person, come in your life and he's talking bad about you, he's angry with you, and you have not put off anger, guess what you're going to do? You're going to be angry right back with him. If he curses you out and you haven't put filthy communication out of your mouth, guess what you're going to do? You're going to curse him out. Now guess what we have? We have two difficult people. Who's going to come between them? Sometimes it's the law. But you know, if we let God rule our lives, there's no one have to break it up. Because we as Christians are going to understand how to deal with difficult people because we possess these qualities. It says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. You put him off. You put him aside. And when you put somebody off, or this old man here, when you put him off, you never put him back on. Never put him back on. And have put on the new man, which renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You get some new shoes. You don't really want to go out and put them old shoes on anymore. Especially when they're some good running shoes. I'm still looking for mine, Brother Mark. I've just found the old ones and I want to put them off. I want to get some new running shoes. And we don't want to put on the old anymore. We want to put the new on. This is new man we're putting on so that we can deal with difficult people. What are we looking at? We're looking at actions before feelings. It's not how I feel. It's how I'm acting. If I'm acting right, guess who's on my side? The Lord is. The Lord is on my side. But when I'm just going by mere feelings, you know, I hate what he's done to me, but I just can't help it. I understand what you're saying, but I just can't help it. I'm going to have to get even with him. No, you don't. You don't have to get even with him. You put that old man off. You know, along with putting that old man off, sometimes we need to understand that we need to put these difficult people aside. I'll come back to you later. I deal with that situation a little bit later. I understand that you're having a problem, but I'll deal with that later. Why can't you can't deal with it now? The reason that many times we can't deal with it now is because we haven't prayed up. We haven't studied our Bibles the way we're supposed to. We haven't been the example that we're supposed to be. We haven't been hanging out with the right people. That's why we need to, you know, have enough sense to say, I'll deal with this later. I'll come back to you a little bit later. It says in verse 10, and have put off the old man which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Actions before feelings. We need to put this on. Put these things off and then put some things on. Who is our example? Christ. He's our example. Verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. He's our example to deal with difficult people. Someone getting on your nerves, they're difficult. What's the best thing to do but sing praises unto God? Have you ever tried that? Looking at a show the other day, and man was singing a song, and man ran outside and told him to quit singing that song. He didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to hear the song because a difficult man in his life had taught this man that song. A good song, but he just didn't want to hear it. We need to sing sometimes. We need to sing sometimes in order to realize that it is what God would have us to do. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Going by someone's house and hearing them sing praises or saying, will you sing this song with me, when you know that they're dealing with someone difficult in your life, makes you feel good and should make them feel good as you sing along with them. When we come to assemble ourselves together as the saints are ordered to do so, we sing praises. There may be someone difficult in your life, but if you're singing praises unto God, that difficult person in your life, the thought of him or her, it may escape your mind for a little while because you're praising God. He's our example. Christ is. Verse 15, going back up. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. How are we going to be able to live at peace with a difficult person? We need to pursue peace. And we get this peace from God. A lot of times we're going the wrong direction. We're headed in the opposite direction in which we need to be going in. Oh, I'll be right back. I got something for you. You want to be difficult? I'll be right back. No. We don't need to go right back. We need to go right away. Never to return. What about verse 17? What about verse 17? See, we do so many things that God has not authorized. We act in so many ways that tells others that we are not Christian folk. It says in verse 17, and whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. See, we need to take only authorized actions. Only authorized. God has authorized us to do several things in His word, and there are several things He has authorized us not to do. Which are you going to do? So you want to deal with some difficult people. This is the way that you can do it. But you say, you know, why must we get along with difficult people? We don't, you know, if you don't want to be in my life, I don't need you in my life. If you don't want to be, you know, with me when we go and do this, I don't want you with me. Well, 1 Peter chapter 2, when we want to answer the question, why must we get along with difficult people? See, you haven't always been a Christian. You were difficult to somebody and probably still are difficult to somebody. And you need to do something to change that. And this is the reason why. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 19. For this is a thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it when ye have buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently. But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. I don't really understand how you can stay here with a difficult person because it's acceptable with God. And I'm not necessarily talking about a husband and wife. I'm talking about on your job sometime. How do you put up with that man? That's your boss? He's a difficult person. Well, let's back up one verse. Let's back up one verse. Am I in the right book here?
Service.
You know, when we started talking about service, Brother Brian back there hollering?
Yes.
When we started talking about servants, how important is it to listen to those that are over us? Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward, to that difficult boss, to that difficult master. We need to be obedient to him. Yes. Yes. Because this is what God wants. Not what we want. This is what pleases God, and we want to please God. Let's look at verse 21. But even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. This is not a Hansel and Gretel movie. But where they left breadcrumbs and somebody picked them up, this is Bible. We want to follow the steps of our Lord and Savior. We want to do some things that are right. We want to learn how to deal with these difficult people in our lives, because they're going to be there. They're going to be there. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Verse 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. For when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. He gave up the ghost on the cross. Who did he give it up to? He gave it up to the Father. Because that is what God sent him to this world to do. To die for the sins of all mankind. Why do you think difficult people in our lives? For us to learn how to submit to God's will. How to submit to God's authority. God will be pleased with us. Christ allowed his willingness to get along. Allowed his willingness to get along with difficult people. It took him to the cross so that you and I could live. Can we understand that? So you and I could live. Now you answer the question: are you a difficult person? Are you a difficult person? I know I'm not the best person in the world to get along with, or the easiest person in the world to get along with. But I'm sure not the hardest. Sure not the hardest. Each one of us can say that, right? Each one of us can say that. It's time, right now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, but the time is right now to surrender all to the Lord. If you're not a Christian, you need to understand that you've heard God's message proclaimed. You need to believe it. You need to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You need to make that confession before men. You need to repent of your sins. You need to confess and be baptized. When I say live faithful, look what it says. Get along with others as it is commanded. Get along with others as it is commanded. What are you saying? I'm saying that you're not going to always please everybody. So don't try. Don't try. But now and forever, live in peace. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. Now I want you to go home this evening. And I want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a difficult person? Am I really that hard to get along with? Am I that hard to please? And you start searching through your mind, and when the answer is yes, change. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. If it be possible. The Lord didn't say, get along with everybody, did he? Did he say that? Is that what he said? Is that what Paul wrote here? If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Some people just don't want to have peace. You know, there are men, and I say men, I'm talking about both genders, that'll mess up any good situation. All you got to do is put them there, and they'll mess it up. If it be possible, as much as life in you, live peaceably with all men. If you want peace, you need to pursue peace, right? If there's a peaceable person and you want to hang out with that person because both of y'all are peacemakers, that's who you need to be with. Be with that person. Hang out with that person. But just as soon as you run up on one of their friends who do not want you to have peace, who do not want you two to be friends, they're going to try everything in their power to come in between you and break you up. If it be possible, according to your ability, live in peace with them. But sometimes it's just a matter of, I'm going to go my way and you go your way. If you stay out of my path, I make sure that I stay out of your path. Now and forever, live in peace. If you're here this evening and your life is not what you want it to be, your life is not what it should be, we want to encourage you to change. Those that are not Christian, we encourage you to come forth and have your sins washed away after you make that confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Added to the body by the Lord Himself, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 47. So that you may learn how to deal with difficult people. Maybe you're here and you are a child of God already, but you were strayed away from the fold. And you want to come back. But there is some difficult person in your life that is holding you down. And that difficult person is only yourself. You need to talk to yourself. And I know that people say, if you answer yourself, you're crazy. Sometimes you need to answer yourself. Tell self to let you go. That self cannot hold you back any longer. Talk to it. Answer him. Don't be afraid. I've done it. I'm crazy anyway. I've done it. And will continue to do it. Some of you need to take it upon yourselves to talk to yourself. Tell that difficult man to let you go. If you're here and you're subject to the invitation, we ask you to please come and stand and sing.